Wakey, wakey. It's time to have some fun. You don't want me to play alone, do you? Hello? It's time to play. No, don't freak out. I know you were home alone when you went to sleep, but that's no reason to flip out. Everything is perfectly normal. I will explain. It's not like you can do something about it anyway. Try moving. You can't. Of course you can't. Not without my permission, that is. But you shouldn't be surprised to see me. You were the one who summoned me before going to bed, didn't you remember? You don't. Maybe if I tell you who I am, it'll help you remember. Just listen for now. I am a goddess. A real, genuine, literal goddess. Albeit a lower one, but a goddess nonetheless. One of company, meaning that I come to lonely people who summon me so they don't feel so alone anymore. Like you. And since you called for me last evening, here I am, so ring any bell? Still not. So that means you probably did it by mistake, which means I have to leave you and wipe your memory of me. Which is a shame because I think you're kind of cute. But why don't we pretend you did? You were feeling lonely, so you summoned me, and nobody needs to know that it was a mistake. Besides, when was the last time you had such a gorgeous woman in your bed? I looked into you before coming down. I already know the answer. Would you be willing to pass such an amazing opportunity just because it was a mistake? If you do, I'll free your body from my magic, wipe your memory, and leave, but I don't think you do. I think you're more than willing to take that opportunity. I can sense it inside you. You can't resist me. I don't even need to use my magic for that. My beautiful face, my plump lips, my big breasts, my fat ass sitting on your stomach, all natural. Even hidden under my sheer dress, you can tell my body is divine. You want me. Don't try to resist it. Just give in and tell your goddess that you want her. Good pet. I want you too. It's been so long since I've had a mortal man. As incredible as gods are as lovers. Nothing beats a mortal man who has no idea what's happening. I'm going to fuck you like you've never been fucked. That's the kind of company I give to lonely men like you. And with what's going on in your world, it's not like anybody's coming to visit you soon. So, you're all mine. Your body's already under my spell to keep you from moving, and your mind is going to join it soon. But I'm not going to use my magic to make it happen. I could, but where's the fun in that? I'll tease you and play with you and use you until you can't take it anymore. And you need me to fuck you, pet. You're going to experience things only a goddess can give you. Here, let me show you. I'll get on the side of you and bring my hand so close to your already hard cock. Don't you wish I'd take it in my hand and stroke it? I will, pet. I will. Later. For now, I want to give you something else. Do you feel it? This tingly sensation in your cock. It's magic. I'm teasing your cock with magic, so now my hand is free. Free to caress your skin all the way up from your stomach to your chest, your neck. And finally, your face. Feel the palm of my hand on your cheek and my thumb tracing your lips. Don't I feel soft? Softer than any woman you've ever touched. That's the skin of a goddess. A skin made for caresses. I can hear you like my touch. That's okay. Keep moaning, pet. Moan for the feeling of my hand on your face and my magic on your cock. I love the sound of a man moaning for me. And we're just getting started, pet. You don't mind me calling you pet, by the way. It's not like you have a choice, but I prefer to ask. Too busy moaning to answer, I see. I'll take as a no then. You don't mind me calling you pet, pet. That's what a mortal like you is to goddess, after all. A pet to play with, however she sees fit. Do you like that? No need to answer, pet. I know you do. You like the thought of a goddess playing with you. As much as you like the touch of both my skin and my magic on you. But what if I told you there's much, much more? My skin may be soft, but my lips are even smoother. Here, I'll give you a taste. On your neck. It feels good, doesn't it? Don't you want to feel them more? Feel them all over your body. Feel them on your lips. Feel them on your hard, twitching cock. You will, pet, when time comes. For now, let me give you something more visual. I'll have to take my hand off your face, but don't worry. My magic will keep on teasing your cock. Look up, pet. I'm standing over you, ready to make my dress disappear. No dress anymore, no bra, only my little panties. Bask in my beauty. I know you expected me to be entirely naked, but these panties are so tiny. It's almost like I am. You've never seen a body quite like mine before, have you, pet? The perfect body of a goddess. A body that is going to lie down next to you again while your dick is being magically teased. It's twitching and throbbing so much. I can't wait to see what it's gonna be like when I touch it for real. You felt my skin on your upper body and your face, but I'll be even better on your dick. But for now, do you want to feel my lips on you again, pet? Because I want to kiss you now. Put my lips on your lips and my tongue on your tongue so you know what it's like to kiss a goddess. Get ready, pet, for something you've never felt before. Open your eyes, pet. I want you to look into mine. I know, after that kiss, you want me even more. That's because I may have forgotten to mention that I can turn my saliva into a powerful aphrodisiac, which I did, and now it looks like your cock is twitching even more. It's even leaking pre-cum. Looks to me like it's about to explode, but don't worry, pet. I won't let it happen. Not yet. My magic can keep your body still. It can tease your dick without touching it. It can control your orgasm, but That's not all he can do. I can do much, much more than that. But before I show you, give me the slips again. Look in my eyes, bud. Let me see the lust that's inside you. Yes, like that. Very good. So much lust. Do you want me to fuck you that badly? Do you want your goddess to take you so much? I will, bud. Eventually. But first, look into my eyes again. See my lust. The fire that's burning deep inside me. My desire to fuck you, my pet. I'm going to share it with you. You, my pet, are going to experience the insane lust of a goddess. Feel it penetrating you. Feel it burn inside you as it takes over your every thoughts. The only thing in your mind is sex. Sex with a goddess. Sex with me. You want me. You crave me. You need me. Nothing else matters but the burning desire to be fucked by your goddess here and now. Tell me what you need, pet. Tell me you need me to fuck you. Beg me to fuck you. Beg your goddess to fuck you. Good pet. I will fuck you. I will give you what you so desperately need. But not before I tease you more. I know how needy you are already. I know you've never wanted sex as much as you do right now. But it's not enough. I want you even needier. Even more desperate. I want you on the edge of sanity when I finally take you. I want it to feel so good. No women nor goddesses will ever be able to satisfy you. Only me. The only goddess you need. Your goddess. My pet. And I do as I wish to my pets, like gently teasing your nipples with my fingers, circling around them, rubbing the tip, slowly getting them as hard as your cock, then twisting them as hard as I can while you moan in delight for me. That's it. Keep moaning. The more you moan, the harder I'll twist them. You sound so good when you moan for me, pet. You're so helpless, so desperate, yet all you can do is moan like a little slut while I play with your body. You deserve a reward for giving out such sweet sounds, but I'm gonna have to let go of your nipples and to take the magic off your cock. Don't worry, though. It'll be more than worth it. I'll just graciously put myself between your legs, my hands caressing your thighs, my eyes looking up at you, a coy smile on my lips. You know where this is going. You've been eagerly waiting for it for so long. I'm gonna touch your cock. Finally. One of my hands is slowly drifting from your thigh towards your cock, getting ready to take you in my fist. Here it is. My soft skin is finally touching your hard, twitching cock. Grabbing the base, squeezing it so good. Not gonna stroke you just yet, though. without my magic, just me squeezing it would be enough to make your dick explode and your cum shoot all over the place. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when I start stroking? In the past, I had men come the moment I began moving because of the sheer pleasure the touch of my skin provides. But not you. I control you. You're my pet. And you come when I say so. So if I go all the way up to the head of your cock, then back down to the base, you won't be coming. You're feeling incomprehensible pleasure, but you're not climaxing. And I keep going up and down and up and down, and still no orgasm. So I go slightly faster with every stroke, and your moans get louder as I pump your cock harder. Faster and faster, louder and louder, until we reach the point when I'm basically fucking your dick with my hand, and you're almost giving out screams of pleasure for me. My slutty little pet, how I love seeing you so desperate. It makes me so wet. I think we should give your cock a little bit of rest now. Besides, it's time you give me some attention. Did you notice that my panties went missing while I was stroking your cock? I didn't think so. You were too busy feeling good. Well, they were getting so soaked, I had to take them off. Do you like how my goddess pussy looks? Let me give you a closer look. Here. Right above your face. Open your mouth, pet. Let my juices fall into it and taste them. They taste good, don't they? Much better than any mortal woman's. I didn't make them aphrodisiac, though. I don't think I need to. You're so incredibly horny already. I don't want you to break. That's it, pet. Let my juices drip onto your tongue and into your mouth. You're soon going to be tasting them straight from the source. I would sit down on your face already, but I want to hear you beg me first. I can't help it. Hearing a pet beg for me turns me on even more. Come on now. Beg your goddess to sit on your face and let you worship her pussy. Good pet. Open wide. I'm coming down. That's it, pet. Just like that. Worship my whole pussy. And don't forget my clit. You'd better get used to these days, because it's going to be a pretty big part of your life for a while. At least until you're allowed outside again. I'm going to keep you company at least until then, pet. Every morning, I'll enjoy sitting on a chair in your living room. A cup of coffee in one hand. The other on your head. Stroking your hair while you worship my pussy for breakfast. Or in the shower. You'll be on your knees in front of me. making sure I'm all nice and clean down there. Of course, I'll also help clean your body, rubbing my soft, delicate hands all over it. While I push mine against you, stroking your cock until I'm sure it's perfectly clean. I'll fuck you in every single room, on every chair, armchair, and couch, against every wall. Right behind the door where if anyone passed, they'd be able to hear you moan and comfort me. Your life is going to turn into one of those porno movies you enjoy so much. Having sex all the time with a goddess, coming over and over. Don't worry, I'll keep you healthy. I need you to be if I'm gonna fuck you all day and all night. You're gonna have more sex in the next few weeks than you'd normally have over the course of one life. Or even two. And it's gonna be so much better than anything you can imagine. Today is just the beginning. You can move. I have to do all the work, because right now, pet, I'm teaching you about real pleasure. When I'll judge that you know enough about it, I'll allow you to be more proactive in the fucking. Yes, that's the spot. You like it when I grab your hair, pet. That means you're eating me good. I'm getting close. You're about to make a goddess come. That's deserving of a nice reward. Make a good bet. Hit me. Eat me. Just like that, yes. Fuck. I'm gonna come in your mouth. I'm gonna come in your fucking mouth. Drink it, pet. Drink my fucking orgasm. All right, you can stop now. Time for your reward. There's so much pre-cum. If it wasn't for my magic, you probably would have come several times already by now. It's gonna feel so good when I finally allow you to, pet. So fucking good. Here. I'll take your cock in my hand again, but this time, no stroking. No. This time, I'm putting it right between my big tits. I bet you wanted it here from the start. How did I feel? Softer than my hands and so squishy. Look, they're so big. You can't even see the tip of your cock. I love it. And your moans, pet. Your moans. I just came, but listening to you moaning, it's getting me raging to go again. Now feel my big soft tits rubbing your cock. And down. I see you grabbing the sheets. Does it feel good? But it's only my tits, Beth. I have more I can use to tease you, and it'll feel even better. But since you seem to enjoy my tits a lot, I guess I should go a little bit harder on you. Make you moan louder and grab the sheets tighter. Have you ever felt so good? Has a mortal woman ever been able to make you feel as good as I, your goddess, make you feel? No, of course not. And like I said before, it's only my tits. Those women used all that they had. Well, I still haven't. I'm going to make you feel so fucking good. You'll never be satisfied with anybody but me ever again. You'll find yourself someone with me so I can fuck you all night long and ease the craving inside you. You'll become my pet, not just by name, but literally. And you're gonna love it, just as you love the feeling of me tit fucking you. Is it too much, Beth? You're moaning so much. It's like you're on the verge of orgasm. You're still not gonna come, though. I'm not done playing with you. In fact, I want you to go one step further. I wanted you to give you something every man loves, but in a way that only a goddess can give it to you. I'm going to take you in my mouth, pet. Try not to scream so loud. The neighbors hear it. Feels good, doesn't it? I bet no woman has ever deep-throated you with such ease. And no gag reflex. How can I talk to you while my mouth is busy torturing your cock? I'm talking to you in your mind, Beth. I'm a goddess, remember? This is the first thing we learn to do. Now, instead of worrying about that, how about you worry about the sensation of my tongue twirling around your shaft as my lips keep going up and down your dick? No, Pat, don't get too loud. As much as I love hearing you being vocal, you don't want the neighbors to find out what's going on, do you? What would they say if they knew a woman you don't know is taking advantage of you and using you as she wishes? I am a goddess for you, but to them, I'd be just another woman. If they hear you, they'll know how much of a little submissive slut you actually are. You Even if that's what you are. I'm the only one who needs to know about this side of you, because you're my pet. And I'm your goddess. So, try and keep your voice down a bit. I could magically put my panties in your mouth to gag you, but that would keep me from hearing your delicious moans. Or perhaps my mouth is too much for you to handle. Perhaps it feels too good to be sucked by a goddess. I can stop my tongue and go back to something more normal for you. Or I can simply stop blowing you. I think I'll do that actually. Your cock needs to rest a bit before we get to the main part. I said I would flag you, pet, after all, and I haven't done it yet. This is just foreplay, teasing, getting you ready to experience the greatest pleasure of your life. Now, keep your mouth open for me, pet. Let your needy cock recover, and you get to worship my tits. You like having these two big babies all over your face like that, don't you, pet? That's right. Kiss them all over. Worship them. Lose yourself in their softness. Don't forget to suck on my nipples from time to time. If you're a good pet while I'm here, I'll let you put your face in between my teeth when we go to sleep, so you can make some nice, sexy dreams for me. I'm gonna need you to be hard right now from the moment you wake up after all, so I can play with you straight away while you're busy worshiping my glorious breasts. Don't you feel something down there? I don't mean your cock twitching and pulsating as it licks pre-cum all over your stomach. I mean, something over it, something warm, something wet. Something that wants your cock. No, don't say anything. Keep using that mouth of yours to worship my tits. I'm going to put your needy dick inside my pussy. But I'm not gonna fuck you just yet. First, I want to make myself as tight as possible for you. You're going to feel my walls shifting and tightening around your cock. I want you to keep doing what you're doing to my tits until it's too much for you to take. When my pussy is too tight for you, then you are allowed to stop and beg me to stop tightening it. And only then. Understood, pet? Good. Here I go. Slowly. Keep focusing on my breasts for now. It's only the head that's inside me. I'm going down the shaft, slowly, slowly, here we go, like I said, Pat, I'm not going to move yet. Do you feel it? My pussy tightening around your dick. I know, it's impossibly soft, incredibly warm and amazingly wet, better than anything you've ever felt around your cock. And it's only going to get better as it gets tighter and tighter. You're starting to moan already. Good, but I know you can take more, Pat. Tighter. Tighter, so much tighter. Tighter than even a hand can be. So tight it feels like it's being squeezed from every direction. Here it is. The tightest you can handle. It's time then. Time for your goddess to finally fuck you, Pat. Your cock feels so good inside me, Pat. Does it feel good for you too? Do you like how my pussy is so tight? It's constantly squeezing you as I grind on you. I love the feeling of my clit rubbing against you, rubbing on both your stomach and your pre-cum. I'm gonna come so hard on your dick, Pat. And when I do, you're going to come with me. Yes, Pat. You're gonna come inside me. Because that's what I want. And because you belong to me. My pet. My pussy. And your cock. Are going to have an amazing relationship from now on. I'll always be on top in the beginning, but soon enough, we're gonna fuck in every position you know. And a lot more that you don't. Trust me, Pat. When all the situation is resolved, and you can freely go out again, there won't be a single woman who can satisfy you anymore. But there won't be a single woman who will leave your place unsatisfied. For them, you will be a sex god. But for me, you'll forever be my slutty little pet who moans and screams for me and lets me do whatever I want to him because I'm your one and only goddess. And I fuck you best. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. I'm gonna come soon, Pat. And so are you. I'm gonna free your hips so you can fuck me back. But that's not all. I'm gonna... Fuck, it's so good. I'm gonna use my magic too. To give some attention to your balls. Make sure you build a nice big load to shoot inside me. I'm gonna make you feel like my mouth is all over your body too. Like I'm kissing you from head to toes. My soft lips on your skin, on your lips, again. Get ready, Pat. Fuck me back. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me back until we come together. Yes. Just like that. You're fucking me so hard. You want me to come. You want me to come so much you can't control yourself anymore. That's good. Fuck me as hard as you can. Make us come fast. Fuck yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, pet. Come with me. Come with me. Come inside. Come inside your goddess. Make me fucking come. You did good, really good. Don't worry about your cock. It'll slide up by itself when I make my pussy wider again. That's why I prefer mortals. Gods can make me come over and over and over again. But nothing beats a man who wants nothing more than a cum for his goddess. It makes my orgasm so much more intense and so much more satisfying. Alright. Relax now, pet. Here. Put your head between my tits. Let's take a nap. We're going to spend a lot of time together. We don't have to rush things. We can take a nap first, then we will go for another round.